We've talked a lot about the benefits of working with your hands on this show, from woodworking to knitting. But if the idea of committing to a big project or buying a lot of gear seems overwhelming, our next guest might have a place for you to start. She's created a mini handheld-sized loom for weaving, good for those who are fiber art fans and those who have never tried. Marianne Fairbanks is a textile artist and associate professor of design studies in the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison. She runs a project called the Weaving Lab and launched Hello Loom to make her handheld loom design available to the public. Marianne, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. So great to be here.
Well, first, tell us what this mini loom looks like.
So the loom was modeled after my cell phone. So I have, I think I have an iPhone 8. So that was the original size inspiration. So I, you know, measured it up and said, if that fits in my pocket, it's the perfect size that I want people carrying around for their projects. And that was sort of where the inspiration began.
And in your weaving lab, in your weaving lab, you've brought in people to work on larger looms. And I get a sense from reading about this that they wanted an easy way to keep weaving without having to go and show up or buy lots of gear. Talk about people's hunger to do things with their hands.
Yeah, I had the Weaving Lab project first set up in the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery back in 2016. And I think the looms, the vision of the floor looms really drew people in. And that was my hope, was that people could come in and spend a bit of time with us and do some weaving. But what I realized is that, you know, everyone's busy and people were very intrigued, but they couldn't stay. And so it occurred to me, if I could hand someone something small enough and affordable enough, that maybe they could just take the project with them. So that was the other inspiration, is how can I make this thing that's usually pretty clunky and not portable? You know, it's a pretty big investment of capital and material to start weaving. But here, if I could shrink it down, maybe I could send people out the door with their very own loom. And that's where the inspiration started.
How creative can we be with our mini loom?
Well, my hope is that, you know, that it can really appeal to people of every skill set. So the intro level, I think, is just the basic. And I think most people are at beginner stage. From kids, they'd say starting at maybe 5, can do something called a plane weave, which is over, under, over, under. And I see even from my own kids that they learned it in their elementary school. So that's the good news. And then from then on, what I love to explore is the idea of weaving as a binary pattern. So in weaving, we have two things. We have a warp and a weft, and the way that they intersect can create, you know, thousands of patterns, if not more. And so my hope is that people could start to sort of experiment with their own patterns and their own sort of messages in the colors and the patterns that they choose, and really develop their own sort of way of making, including textures and different themes. And so I always think the other way, reason I like to call it Hello Loom, is because we're weaving messages. So, you know, getting off the idea of texting and thinking quite literally about text and language, but thinking more conceptually about colors and sizes of yarn and different things that we could embed in the weaving itself, being the messages that we're making on this handheld loom.
Let's take a hypothetical person who's always been bad at doing stuff with their hands, you know, bad grades on scissors and pasting in elementary school. And, you know, they have a random job, like, I don't know, public radio host. Anyway, what would a person like that gain from an early experiment in weaving like this?
Well, I think anything that involves dexterity is a good sort of connection with your hand meeting your mind, right? So I think we're really needing that right now in this doom scrolling moment. And so anything that's sort of connecting your physical hand to what you're producing can be quite satisfying. And so I often have people say, well, what do I do with the little weaving that comes off the Hello Loom? And one of the things that's been designed into the loom is a stand. And so I love the idea that instead of maybe taking it off and piecing them together and having to create something large and wearable or useful, that we could actually sort of sit with it and not only enjoy the weaving process, but then put it in the stand and, you know, have it framed on your desk and sort of enjoy the products of your time and your efforts. And so I think that it should be accessible to even someone like you who might just, you know, connect with the idea of moving a line or moving different colors of string and creating different patterns. And so that is my hope, is that, you know, like puzzles or anything like that, that we do when we want to have a little bit of more mind and focus, that it will create that space in your mind to, feel a little more peaceful.
Talking to Marianne Fairbanks, textile artist, associate professor of design studies in the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison. She runs the Weaving Lab and launched Hello Loom to make a handheld loom design available to the public. Marianne, you've touched on this a little bit. Can you talk some more about the value of, you know, for our brains, I think, of doing things, these focused activities with our hands?
Yeah, I love teaching workshops on the loom because it is something that you can achieve pretty quickly. And unlike maybe floor loom weaving, that is, again, like a lot of investment of skill where, you know, you need to learn all of these things over time and then process the materials. The Hello Loom is a pretty immediate way to just jump in on any ideas that you have. So I've been really grateful to have used it for artists who are weavers who might use the Hello Loom to prototype some ideas or do some color sampling. And so that's the other side where people get really unconventional with what they try to put in there. So for example, paper, you know, scraps of paper can become the weft material that you're going in and out with. Or recently I started weaving a material called Tyvek, and that's something, again, it's like a very unconventional flat material, like a flat yarn that maybe no one's tried before. And so that material I could even color on with markers and make messages or my own patterns by coloring the material by hand. And so again, I guess my goal is to spark the interest not only with the loom itself and the portability and the immediacy, but with new material projects and just options for people who might not have seen weaving that way before.
I've talked to artists and art educators, including Linda Berry, who I think you've worked with at the Institutes for Discovery. And I've heard the idea again and again that when we're kids, we're all artists. We're not self-conscious. We just do stuff. And then when we're grown-ups, we leave art to the artists, the official artists. Can you talk about the value of doing art, even if it's not going to end up at, I don't know, the Louvre or whatever?
Sure. I agree with Linda wholeheartedly. There's nothing that makes me more sad to hear people say like, I can't do that, or I don't know how to draw. It's like, well, give it a chance, you know, be patient with yourself. And so I don't know when we lose that way of thinking and the patience towards our own dexterity. But what I find is that a lot of people these days, because we're on screens and we're on keyboards so much, they lose that dexterity of moving a yarn through other yarns or knitting. I teach all of these things in my classes at the UW, but our dexterity, it's kind of a failure when we learn how to fix things or accomplish or make things. But especially teaching online this past spring, I noticed that the students really loved having the class weaving, even though we had to move online, because it gave them a chance to connect with the physical and the real, you know, and to get off the digital screen that they were absorbed in for so many of their other classes. So it was a real gift to be able to say, hey, go and spend some time doing this thing, spending time with material, making your ideas into something physical, three-dimensional. That's the other thing I love about weaving. It's a three-dimensional thing. It's not printing on another surface. It's creating something from the ground up. It's both image and structure. You know, by intersecting these yarns, we're sort of sculpting material into a three-dimensional form. So as you can see, there's a lot I get excited about with weaving, but I think you don't have to know much. And I love, you know, just weaving into things that you find at home too. It does not have to be complicated, honestly.
Now, getting back to the Hello Loom, I understand there's kind of a high-tech production tool you're using to make these guys. How do you make them?
So it's used, we use a laser cutter to make them. So the first prototypes, I was so excited to find a great reason to use a laser cutter because, again, we're fortunate at UW to have access to things like that, but I never had a reason to use it. And so finally it was like, oh, great. This gives me a way to use this technology to produce something I could distribute really affordably. And then since then, it's been really nice with the Hello Loom business because we decided we want to keep production local. So we use a company in Sun Prairie to produce our, because now we're, you know, going through hundreds of these and I can't cut them myself or anything, but it's laser cut. And all of the tools that you need, you know, except a scissors, are embedded right into the loom itself. So one of the fun parts of getting the loom is that you get it, it's all kind of one piece held together, and then you open it from its package and then you get to pop out the stand, and there's a comb and two needles embedded right in the design itself. And so that's something I'm really proud of, is that The design is something I thought, well, there's nothing else really like this. And so I worked with the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation, WARF, to get a design patent. And we just found out recently that we were awarded a patent. So we're pretty excited about that.
And briefly, Marianne, as we wrap up, if I open this up, do I get some instructions with it? Because I'd be pretty clueless on how to start my weaving.
Yes, absolutely. I have a business partner. Her name is Erica Hess, and she is a designer, and she has helped so tremendously with all of the website and the informational packet with your loom. So yes, we have loads of printed material that comes with your loom, but also we've made a number of YouTube tutorials. So if anyone's curious, they can head over to our website or our YouTube channel for Hello Loom and find ideas and projects and hopefully get started there as well.
Marianne, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Marianne Fairbanks is a textile artist and associate professor of design studies in the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison. She runs a project called the Weaving Lab and launched Hello Loom to make her handheld loom design available to the public. We've got a link to more information at wpr.org/centraltime.